Hello, I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
He lives.
For the captain of the host is Jesus. We're following in his footsteps. No foe can stand against us in the fray. Winding up a medley of songs by the Master's Chorale to begin our call to worship program today. Right now in the background, it's the Praise Strings and their rendition of the song entitled, It's Time to Praise the Lord. Later on in our broadcast, we're going to be having a devotional about putting on the full armor of God so that we truly can stand with the Lord in the fray, and no weapon will succeed against us if we are clothed with God's armor. We'll be talking more about that later on in our broadcast. And coming up in about 6 or 7 minutes, we're going to be sharing with you a psalm that we haven't used in quite a while, Psalm 146. This is a very special psalm to me. In many of my correspondence with others here at Call to Worship, I always end my letter with one of the verses from this psalm. It's sort of a life verse for me. Verse number 2 of Psalm 146 says, I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. I'm going to share this psalm later on from the New Living Translation. Right now, let's ask for God's blessing and anointing on this program today. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence in the name of Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, and our coming King. Father, we thank you for that armor that you have made available to us, that we can put on to protect us and to give us power in the battle against Satan. We know, Lord, that the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace, the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation, and of course the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, all will assist us, Lord, in the battle against Satan. And most of all, Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that you have given to us as a down payment for what you have said you will do for us eternally. And Lord, we thank you for the comfort we have knowing that you are with us all the time. Heavenly Father, we ask that you take great pleasure in our adoration today here on A Call to Worship. We lift you up in praise and worship, and we know, Lord, that you deserve all of our praise. And Father, we love you and we thank you for what you've done for us, for forgiving us of our sins and seeing us clothed with the righteousness of Christ. You see us standing before you today, free from the sin and the penalty of that sin because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. And I thank you for the peace and joy that gives to me knowing that my sins have been covered by the blood of the Lamb. Take pleasure in our adoration and praise today, Father. And we know that the Lamb has overcome. The victory was secured at the cross. And we can stand in your presence today victorious because of what Christ has already done. And Father, we stand in your presence today, giving you the glory, the praise, and the honor. Truly, Jesus is worthy. The Lamb has overcome, and we thank you for that.
Standing in heaven, clothed in glory and majesty, has made us
And now I'd like to share with you a passage of Scripture that we have not used in over 3 years here on A Call to Worship. And today I'd like to share these verses with you from the New Living Translation. Here's Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, I tell myself. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God, even with my dying breath. Don't put your confidence in powerful people. There is no help for you there. When their breathing stops, they return to the earth, and in a moment, all their plans come to an end. But happy are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the one who made heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He is the one who keeps every promise forever, who gives justice to the oppressed and food to the hungry. The Lord frees the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts the burdens of those bent beneath their loads. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord protects the foreigners among us. He cares for the orphans and widows, but He frustrates the plans of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever. O Jerusalem, your God is King in every generation. Praise the Lord.
A thousand times and ways to tell you how I feel, to tell how much I love you, to show my love is real. But it's hard to bridge the distance from my words to where you are. The road from feeling to expression seems so very far. So Lord, I want to praise you in person someday when I stand before your throne. And Lord, I want to worship praises that this world has never known. And Lord, I want to tell all the angels what it's like to be a soul from sin set free. I want to use heaven's language when I sing Amazing Grace. I want to thank you, and I want to praise you face to face.
Face to face, what will it be?
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. In the background right now, it's the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes and a medley of songs, There is a Balm in Gilead, Amazing Grace, and He Lifted Me. Coming up a little later in our broadcast, we're going to be talking about being dressed for battle. The peace of God in the life of the believer does not come cheaply or easily, for we have an adversary, the devil. Therefore, we must be alert to his tactics and knowledgeable about our defense against his evil schemes. Each morning, we should mentally rehearse the list of spiritual pieces of armor that God provides a believer in Ephesians chapter 6. One, we begin with a belt of truth, the whole counsel of God, the body of scriptures. Next, I arm myself with a breastplate of righteousness. I then ready myself with a God of peace. I am ambassador to God's peace. Then I purchase to take up the shield of faith, which means I choose to live by faith and not by feelings. Therefore, I put on the helmet of salvation. That's the challenge to renew my mind according to the truth. Then I can defeat Satan at every turn with the sword of the Spirit, which is indeed the Word of God. You will be amazed at the results when you dress for battle on a daily basis. And you can experience the power of his conquest and prevailing peace as you put on the armor designed by God. We'll be talking about the armor of God a little later on in our broadcast. This week, I just want to say thank you and that you can write to us with thanks of your prayers and your support of Call to Worship. And to include your gift, that's very helpful too. And to say thank you for your gift, in the month of August, we're offering the book by Dr. David Jeremiah, A Minute a Day, Instant Inspiration for the Busy Life. This little book I've been offering since July 1st, and it's my gift to you if you write this month and send a gift for Call to Worship. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070, that's 2070, Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. You can listen to the program. You can make a gift by way of the internet. There are lots of things on their website. So check us out at www.calltoworship.us. And once again, the mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And now let's get back to the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes as we pick up the song Amazing Grace, and then we'll wind up with He Lifted Me. Thank you. And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled A Touch of His Peace, Meditations on Experiencing the Peace of God, published by Zondervan Publishing House. Today I want to talk a little bit about being dressed for battle during these difficult times. Ephesians 6:12 says that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. The peace of God in the life of the believer does not come cheaply or easily, for we have an adversary, the devil, who is opposed to our spiritual well-being. We can count on the fact that he is subtle, crafty, and nastily at work to steal our contentment and create confusion and discord. Therefore, we must be alert to his tactics and knowledgeable about our defense against his evil schemes. Each morning, we should mentally rehearse the spiritual pieces of armor that God provides to every believer. We find these verses in Ephesians chapter 6, right after that other verse that I just read to you a moment ago, all about the full armor of God. It says, "Therefore put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints." Now we need to verbally put on each piece as the God-given protection against Satan. First, we begin with the belt of truth, the whole counsel of God's Word, the body of Scriptures as the foundation for our faith. Satan's primary weapon is the lie. Our most potent weapon is the truth. It defeats him every time. So first we put on the belt of truth. Next, we arm ourselves with the breastplate of righteousness. Now that means we are as holy and acceptable in God's eyes as we will ever be. Our sins are forgiven, and Satan has no ground for accusation against us. If we belong to God and we are his children, why should we listen to Satan accuse us? We listen to the Holy Spirit convict us at times, but Satan has no right to accuse God's children. We ready ourselves then with the gospel of peace. We are an ambassador of God's peace wherever we go. We should be prepared to share Christ, sensitive to the opportunities to bring God's peace to men and women who are alienated from him. So first we've had the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace. Fourth, then, we purposely take up the shield of faith, which means we choose to live by faith and not by feelings or sight. The Bible says that we walk by faith, not by sight, not by what we see, but by what we believe. We will do what God says regardless of the fickleness of our emotions. Then we put on the helmet of salvation. Now this is the challenge to renew our minds according to the truth and the security of knowing that we have been delivered from the dominion of sin and Satan right into God's kingdom. We are not a slave of sin, but a child of God. Now at that point, I am conscious that we can defeat Satan at every turn with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now this weapon is specific scriptures that we can use against the enemy, just as Jesus did when Satan tempted him. We need to find a specific scripture verse for our situation, memorize it, and then use it boldly against the adversary. So those are the six specific pieces of armor that God has made available to his children as we enter into battle with the adversary. The belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit. You will be amazed at the results when you dress for the battle on a daily basis. Satan's attacks will be foiled, his dark schemes exposed, and his tactics thwarted. Satan was already conquered and defeated at the cross by Jesus Christ. Never forget that. You can experience the power of his conquest and prevailing peace as you put on the whole armor of God, designed by God, just for you. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you have just not left us alone in this world, but you have equipped us with your word and your Holy Spirit and these pieces of armor that we should make sure we're carrying every single day. And because of that, and because Christ lives within us, we can be a victor over the power of the enemy. We cannot do it in our own strength, Lord, but with Jesus Christ at our side and equipped with your word, we can do battle with the enemy every day. May we learn to put on your triumphant armor each day and enjoy your conquest. We know that Satan is a powerful adversary, as a lion going around to seeing who he may devour. But Father, we know that when we're clothed with the righteousness of Christ and we have on the armor of God, nothing can happen to us. Because your word says in Romans 8, 31 and 32 that if you are for us, who could ever be against us? Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being with us every day and equipping us with your armor. And we give you the glory for it all because we know, Father, that if you are for us, who could possibly prevail against us?
Trial, no tribulation, no height.
winding up our call to worship program with the Finished Work Singers and More Than Conquerors. I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. And thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this radio ministry. It's most important, and I do want to thank you. And to say thank you, I'm going to send out to you a gift by David Jeremiah. It's a book called A Minute a Day, Instant Inspiration for the Busy Life. Over 130 different short devotionals in this booklet just for you. It's my gift to you because of your financial support of Call to Worship. Write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. And remember that Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. And now let's wind up Call to Worship today with the ladies' voices in praise and their song entitled, He Loved Me.
God chose us to be His very own before the creation of the world. He decided then to make us holy in His eyes without a single fault. We who stand before Him covered with His love. His unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into His own family by sending Jesus Christ to die for us. And He did this because He wanted to.
He chose me before the world was known. He chose me to be His very own. He made me, then let me choose my way. I chose to move.